brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We have two big breaking news items here for you. One of them is bombshell and contemporary to our time. Charlie Skelton, excellent record of amazing sources and accuracy, has four sources from inside the hotel after they were treated like total garbage, not given tips. Hold on to look in Bilderberg's eyes, say that Mitt Romney was there. We know he was on the West Coast doing fundraisers Saturday and Sunday. That doesn't mean he wasn't there Thursday. We saw lots of Secret Service, machine guns, Marines, all the standard garbage. When Hillary and Obama were there 4 years ago at the same hotel. He's going to be with us for at least 30 minutes with that breaking news. Then I'm talking to the Big Guardian. They can get this out. The BBC reported years ago on leaks from the 54 and 55 meetings that only happened 5-6 years ago on their meetings about wanting an EU and a big NATO. We got the 66 documents from the internal archives from a leaker who's angry about the big unions, the United Auto Workers, inside there in 66 selling them out. And a few of these are the hundreds of pages we were able to look up had already been released by others who were at the meeting. These are the private papers of the senator from Oklahoma. We're going to be talking about that with Charlie as well, hoping that The Guardian gets it out because it'll go worldwide at that point. InfoWars has Watson breaking it in a matter of minutes. Charlie Skelton, I salute you. We're about to go to break. Some stations don't carry this segment, so we'll recap after the break. But you just got back last night, slept a few hours. You're gracious to come on, writing for The Guardian. Charlie, what can you say in synopsis of this year before we go to break and come back with the Mitt Romney news?
Well, just very briefly, what a lot of energy there was. I mean, you were there, you saw it. I mean, incredible. I mean, just a difference again. It keeps going exponentially up in terms of the amount of activists, the amount of reporting that goes on. It was just incredible energy, incredible noise, incredible warmth of the crowd, and just, you know, a great time.
Do you think Bilderberg's happy from all of your sources inside? According to you and your sources, Tucker's sources and my sources, the Bilderbergs have never been this angry, frothing mad.
I get the sense that is true, and I feel a bit bad. I mean, right at the end, the Bilderberg staff, you may have seen this photo, were lining up to have their final, you know, kind of souvenir snap. And just at that moment, up walks, you know, Luke Radowski and with a camera and... then some people from We Are Change or what have you, and sort of taking their photo, getting their own souvenir. And, you know, I just felt like I've almost felt sorry for them at that point because, you know, it was the amount of pressure that was put on them from outside, the amount of pressure to have this story break has been considerable this year. And I think it's...
But our source confirmed that they were rooting for you, myself, and others inside watching us on video feeds, that the staff actually loved it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, obviously... They've been given the three-line whip to stay quiet, but you know some of them don't stay quiet, and some of them have been talking, and it's very interesting the stuff you can pick up. I tell you that much.
Well, this is absolutely incredible. We're going to break, Charlie, here in a minute or two. When we come back, I'm going to give you the floor on your big Mitt Romney story, but other tidbits you're going to be covering when we come back.
Oh yeah, I've got just a few little bits and bobs just from the staff. A little bit of it's just interesting getting a little bit of colour from inside, you know, just to give you. I mean, I can't believe we're reduced to this, but you know, I have got some you know, little things which are interesting. You know, nothing. Obviously, there's the Romney story, which you know I think it is big and it's been picked. You know, it's starting to be picked up. There's a guy Kenneth Vogel from Politico.com who's just tweeted it. So it's now sort of you know the mainstream is sniffing around it.
Well, I have sources high up in the media, and they say that Romney's people told him a week ago he was not going to be attending. Well, really 2 weeks ago and then again a week ago. And so if they are lying to even media that's been quasi-friendly to them, that is really a bad move.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, now this, you know, I mean, this story does depend upon the eyewitness accounts, but, these are four eyewitnesses, four separate people. Three of them.
No. They've proven very accurate in the past. Absolutely. And I've got more people I've got to run down. Stay there. Charlie Skelton straight ahead. Big story. Mitt Romney, Bilderberg 2012. He's with The Guardian. Google his name. Charlie Skelton.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Many scientific studies have linked inflammation in the human body to several common health challenges suffered by Americans every day.
This idea about essential fatty acids getting turned into inflammatory or non-inflammatory chemicals, if you're dealing with an inflammatory issue like arthritis, and many diseases and many immune conditions have inflammatory components. If you have any inflammatory issues, essential fatty acids are maybe the most important nutritional supplements you could use. If you have fat absorption problems, you're going to want to take your EFAs with digestive enzymes, with fatty meals. It can also help improve your ability to process and absorb these super, super mega important nutritional compounds, essential fatty acids.
To keep inflammation at a minimum in your body, do what Ben Fuchs does and order Ultimate EFAs and Ultimate EFA Plus from Longevity by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470. Or on the web at brightsidebed.com. That's brightsidebed.com. Order today.
Hey, meat eaters. The freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes 6 number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every meat eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our 1 year plus meat eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the freeze dry guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
They've got me running 2 Skypes, a Comrex. I'm texting to communicate with them. I mean, actually, astronaut, this is about 100 times harder. But I tell you, I'm getting to where I just don't blow up like I used to. I'm kind of getting used to this. I love going on the road, Richard. And now that we can just drive while we do it, now you're talking. Charlie Skelton, we salute his work in the last 4 or 5 years covering Bilderberg. He's come a long way from first reporting on it to see if it was even real, to being arrested, detained, harassed, going down the rabbit hole. He just got back to Britannia, back to Airstrip 1 last night to the UK. Got a few hours sleep and is joining us. He's got big breaking news. He got a bunch of sources inside. He handed out.
Hey, Rob. All right. I think once again we've had another little glitch. We were talking to him all during break, too, and that was coming loud and clear. All right, here he goes.
Okay,
go ahead, Alex.
Back.
Go ahead.
We're back. Again, hurtling down the road here. He has sources inside. 4 sources, Mitt Romney inside. Obama said he wasn't in Bilderberg 4 years ago. Now they admit it. So this is big. Also, Mitch Daniels, who the Bilderberg group likes. That doesn't mean absolutely it's going to happen, but Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, George Herbert Walker Bush. Charlie Skelton of the London Guardian, you've got the floor. Give us the data dump of what's in your article, other little tidbits that aren't in the big Guardian story going viral right now, Mitt Romney at Bilderberg 2012. Before I give you our big data, and we've got the documents, the 1966 minutes of the meeting. So Charlie Skelton, London Guardian.
Well, very excited about the 96 minutes, but I'm just going to say that we were there in the hotel after the event as it kind of winds down. You know, it's a big event, takes a lot of organisation, so there's a lot of people still milling around. Anyway, we spoke to, just had a chat. We had a chat to some of the hotel staff, and I've got four eyewitnesses that placed Mitt Romney inside the hotel during Bilderberg, and I want to just point this out, that three of those eyewitnesses also confirmed Bill Gates, and that's also been confirmed by the Washington Post as well, who saw him, and a lot of activists saw him come out. So take that for as much seriousness as you want. I mean, I believe them. I said, are you sure?
Well, he wasn't on the list.
They said, he was it. It was Mitt Romney. So, I had it confirmed four times, and they're not on the list. So, as I said in my piece, I mean, can we just stop talking about this list as if it's the be all and end all? Yes, it's very interesting, and it tells you pretty much most of the people who are there. But there's always people they bring in, from the outside who don't want to be on the list.
Charlie, that's a fabulous point you make, that you've usually got about 125, 130 that are on the list, but there's usually 20, 30, 40, sometimes even 50 who aren't, and they're the most important. Chinese ambassadors, Obama, Hillary. And yes, I saw Bill Gates, couldn't get it snapped properly because I was busy bullhorning. Many others. I saw Kissinger. We did get a photo of him. But Gates and Romney both were not on the list, but we know Gates was there because the Washington Post has now been blown. They've always been there since 54. They now have to admit that people like Charles Krauthammer and others have been there, and they were indeed there, and Gates was there. So just amazing information where now even the globalists are scooping themselves, because the alternative media, forced by the DrudgeReport.com, London Guardian, and others. I've got to say, the Drudge Report, London Guardian, Washington Times, you guys, even more than Infowars.com and the protesters, finally rammed the door down. But please continue.
Yeah, well, how pleased was I when my editor at the Guardian sent another journalist, a journalist from Washington, to turn up as well. And, he went through a similar, he didn't really know much about Bilderberg. He turned up, 3 days later, he's coming up to speed on this whole thing. And he went through his own kind of super fast education, because there's so many, you go there and it's the whole thing is an education. I mean, it was extraordinary. There's people like you or Webster Tarpley just standing around outside, people that know a lot of stuff, about this. So it was an amazing kind of information sharing. And, we met some really incredible people. As usual, every time we go to Bilderberg, we meet, people who are incredibly switched on, incredibly up to speed with their global politics and their global history. And, it's just a joy to spend time around those people for a week. I tell you what's not a joy, though. You're spending time in it had a very, it was a warm energy outside, but also there's a dark energy to Chantilly. This thing is surrounded by these vast, shiny arms companies. And, you go inside and you sit in the hotel and you just listen to people from NASA or people from, General Dynamics just talking about the sort of military contracts that are being, divided up, 30 million here, whatever. And they say, oh, yes, he left the army and went to L3 and then he's back at CACI. And it's just this vast whirlpool of bad money, sloshing, of infinitely large money, sloshing around this the venue today. It's a free space. Last year it was up in the Alps. It was beautiful. You could stare at the mountains. This year you could stare at the front of General Dynamics. So, yeah.
And a giant NSA substation. And a giant NSA substation. Now, give us more about the Mitt Romney, what this means, specifically what your sources said to you, the little tidbits, the little giblets.
The little giblets. Well, I mean, the main thing, I just wanted that confirmed, and because it's very difficult, because then you have to speculate. People saying, well, okay, you're just what do you do, theorizing? Yeah, of course we are. We've got our best. We've dug in. We've got our best bit of information. That's as good as a piece of information as you can get. So now you have to speculate. You know that Governor Daniels was there, and that makes you that's what Webster Tarpley was saying. He thinks that they want a Romney Daniels ticket, but it rather depends upon how Mitt Romney went down at dinner. Did he perform well? Did he say the right things? Did he shake the right hand? I mean, we'll see. You know, obviously, time will tell.
That's what we've gotten. In fact, if we can move the next guest to 40 after, I've got to get all the data that Charlie can give us. Well, but I've got to have Aaron brief him as well on this U.S. Senator's notes. He's still alive from his private library in the National Archives, smuggled out to us with never distribute, never publish, restricted, copyright all over it. Hey, you're at a meeting making policy, buddy. We're releasing all this. And this is big because it shows him writing notes saying, you know, on the meetings documents, oh, thank you, sirs, for teaching me. And it's the wise men and the rest of it. We're going to get to that after the break. But Charlie Skelton, what else can you tell us about Mitt Romney there and what else your sources told you about calling us cockroaches? Because my sources confirmed that was our name that they gave us, but that also they didn't give people tips and they were very, very angry that the Bilderberg Group was particularly surly.
Yeah, we heard also that the Bilderberg Group were bugging the this is from the staff, were bugging the staff's phone. We also, yeah, very interesting. I mean, this I don't know. I spoke to a lot of the people who cleaned the rooms, and all of them were on vacation, it seems. I couldn't find one that was working at the weekend. So I get the sense that they get rid of the cleaners because they don't want people going into their rooms, and they bring in their own, which is slightly bizarre, but it's an interesting bit of, if it's true, which I think, you know, my straw poll suggests that it was. There's an interesting, you know, a little bit of backstory for how it all works. But yeah, no, it's interesting. We could see things like Niall Ferguson, the historian, the guy who's, you know, Kissinger's official biographer, very much one of them. You know, coming out with a copy of Cheng Li's book on China, Cheng Li, the Brookings Institute, who was there. So you know, they've been discussing China. The Chinese delegates are there again this year, being bussed in. Yeah, it's you know, we're getting a sort of a little bit of the sense of what they're discussing. Obviously, we have to piece this together, you know, with what we can. But it was just so great to see people pushing so many different sides. You know, people like Press for Truth or We Are Change, and you know, InfoWars, and everyone just sort of knocking on the door. And you know, the more you push, the more you hear. You know, the more you pick up. So you know, stuff like the cockroaches thing, which I was genuinely quite shocked when I heard it. But, you know, the guy, there was a guy there, Sky Adams, who's a live streamer, who just said, you know what, they're calling us cockroaches. Well, we're indestructible. And the cockroaches, you can't get rid of them. They keep coming back. So, you know, there's a spin there. Hello?
Can you hear me now, Charlie?
Yeah, I can hear you. I don't know if you left me.
No, you were there. Fantastic points. I want to confirm that 4 years ago when I was inside for days before they kicked us out, and this year I confirmed, we even had dinner with some of the staff, I'll just leave it at that, very late at night, that they told the staff your phones are tapped, and they had NSA and private contractors, and I've witnessed this with my own eyes 4 years ago, in there listening to people in the hotel from the site. And that's why they like it, is because they can bring in all the NSA people on the scene. And we had our cell phones running down double time. That's how you know too when they're tapping your phone.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean one of the people also at the hotel. I mean, I'm not going to say which people, but you know, because I don't want them losing their job. But one of them said we got chatting, and he was saying, yeah, there's you know, 200 to 300 security inside the hotel. I mean, it's a very, very high tech, highly staffed security operation. And I'll tell you what, one little interesting thing. We late on the Sunday. We were just standing at the back gate, and a dark windowed SUV and a huge coach comes out, just blasts out of the back door, a big black tinted coach. And we looked at the company that ran the coach, and it's an entertainment company. So I think they had some entertainment. Somebody sang at their supper. I don't know who, but I'd be curious to know.
You know, yeah, they do that. I saw that big.
Sorry?
Absolutely. I saw that big black. I saw the big black bus or coach that you were talking about back there. Continuing here, what are some of the other tidbits concerning them being mean to the staff, not tipping them?
Yeah, and also not talking to them. You know, I think they keep a distance. You know, you just said they don't even have their own. They have their own cleaning staff. So I don't. You know, I don't think they're a fun bunch. You know, I really don't get that sense. You know, it's a very serious event. People often talk about it as, you know, they're just having a knees up, it's a bit of a jolly. And, you know, no, it's really not. It's a tightly scheduled conference for 3 days. You know, I want to ask a member of the mainstream news media to tell me.
Stay there.
Nope. Okay.
We're going to cover when we come back.
I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at beprepared.com. Mountain House foods has superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally, freeze-dry them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BePrepared.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, BERKEY, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you have the amazing LifeStraw from MyPatriotSupply.com. LifeStraw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. LifeStraw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. LifeStraw is easy to clean, comes with a 1-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing LifeStraw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Sea Vault, 20 sea varieties for only $37.95, Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
One foot on the brake, one foot on the gas. Ha ha! Don't tell Richard about this song. He'll get this bus up to 95, baby. Doesn't have racing stripes on the side for nothing. Ha ha ha! Al Gore, Kiss My Footprints, Big Old Petunia. Yeah, crank it up with some Sammy Hagar. Yeah, Bilderberg. You know, the judge said, just one more, boy. And none of the state troopers got us either. It's even better. I'm just joking. Trying to act tough, folks. 55! Yeah! All right. Charlie Skelton with us. About another 15 minutes or so. Very gracious to do that, London Guardian reporter. Charlie, this is a short segment. I want to come back and have Aaron brief you in the next on our big breaking news. You're welcome to data mine. As soon as we get it back, we're going to scan them all in. We'll send them to you. We want to share this to the world. But any other tidbits in this short segment that people need to know about from Bilderberg 2012 that are important?
I think the most important thing, just to finish what I was saying last time, is I'd like people to name an event, a political event that these people stay longer at. You know, they're here for 3 or 4 days. That's how important it is. You know, people like the head of Barclays or the Lord Chancellor don't spend that long at Christmas. Anyway, in terms of how important things, I just think that it's worth talking about the lady from the Syrian National Council for a moment, because she's an interesting character, and it's very interesting. You only have to dig into her background a little. This lady, she's called Basma Kodmani, and she's listed as an international delegate. And we've got a photo of her coming out. And, you know, she's straight up and down Council on Foreign Relations. You know, she works for the Syrian National Council. She's the executive director of the Arab Reform Initiative, which is admitted on the Council on Foreign Relations' own website that it's a CFR project. You know, they say they set it up in 2005 and they hand over the financial reins to the Center for European Reform, which is worth looking up if you want to do some Googling, people. There's your homework, Center for European Reform. But anyway, so it's very interesting to see the Syrian opposition being run out of Washington and clearly that's been very, very high up the agenda this year at Bilderberg. And, you know, and I said, I had the weird thing of just sitting there in the hotel after they'd left, looking up at the bar and the screen in the bar and seeing Fouad Ajami, who's a Bilderberger, up on CNN talking about how it's going to be, you know, as bloody as Libya in Syria. So, you know, I feel like I think some things got signed off this weekend. To look her up. Just look her up and look at her background and look at the background of the Syrian National Council and how it was put together and who are the people that are the spokespeople for it. And, you know, they're just...
And Charlie, that photo you posted of her in your Guardian story yesterday was just amazing and just incredible how angry she was with her arms crossed, one of the few limos that didn't have dark enough windows. And you see them 6, 7, 8 years ago preparing the fake opposition, funding al-Qaeda to attack Syria, then saying we've got to invade Syria, they're al-Qaeda, blowing up police stations, engaging in massacres, and then just like throwing babies out of incubators, that wasn't true. Hillary's up there again saying we've got to invade, boots on the ground. Green light, not just air bombardment, but ground invasion of Syria, the big ally of Iran. This shows the whole agenda. And you go back decades and you get their documents, they really are planning our world. And they're in there in all these little break-off meetings, bid rigging, getting money, price fixing, getting government contracts. I mean, this is the real global mafia, Charlie.
Yeah, and this is what Winston Tarpley says. You know, that's why they've got the Russians there. They've got Garry Kasparov. You know, they've got a sort of Anatoly Chubais, and they've got a kind of slightly anti-Putin group of Russians there who they can work with to, because they're going to need some Russians. They're going to need a sort of power block within Russia to go into Syria. It's not totally straightforward. You know. So anyway, he thinks that's a scary sign as well.
Well, yeah, Kasparov's been trying to overthrow over there. And again, I'm not saying Putin's a great guy, but he's not the bankers over here running my country. He isn't putting 30,000 drones in the sky. He didn't have TSA groping old ladies and molesting children and hiring child molesters. Incredible information, Charlie Skelton, London Guardian. Mitt Romney, his big article going viral at Bilderberg 2012. Coming up, breaking news, the Bilderberg leaks, Infowars.com exclusive.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your leg will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the desert, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. And the travel I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Vanilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man.
There are liberty lovers and defenders of truth and justice all across this world, and from myself and the crew at InfoWars.com, we salute the people that came from England, Germany, Canada, all over the U.S., Hawaii, California, Michigan, Texas, Louisiana, Maine. Thousands were there over the 5 days. It had to be about 700 at one time when it peaked Saturday evening, or was it Friday night? It was just incredible. As many as 20 bullhorns going are all around the building, 7 at one time. Charlie Skelton, the London Guardian, is our guest. It's just gone up at InfoWars.com. We worked last night and this morning with Paul, but we only sent him because of being on the road with Internet, I don't know, 10, 15 photos. We're going to be adding more. We're going to add scans as a PDF as soon as we get back to this. Leaked Bilderberg documents, nationalism is dangerous. InfoWars exclusively obtained senators' notes from 1966 confab. I'm going to have Paul add minutes. It's invitations. It's minutes. It's talking points, it's his notes on people's speeches, what was discussed there. I mean, it's hundreds and hundreds of pages. Aaron's barely had time to read over it. It's blowing Aaron completely away. I wanted him to give Charlie Skelton a report now. This is only the beginning. In fact, we need to get added to Paul's article, a editor's note. I know Paul's listening, that this is only the beginning. This is only a snapshot. This is the Bilderberg WikiLeaks. This is really this is big. There's hundreds of pages of this. Aaron was up all night. We were up live streaming, connecting all this, confirming documents. A few of these documents were already released or in other national archives, just a few of the hundreds of pages. Aaron had a whole backpack full of stuff people were giving him. Aaron, we got to get a hold of that guy. He even had more. I don't know why we didn't. Nobody's bad, but I never heard the whole full story on. We only got part of it. And they got, but I mean, the point is, this is amazing. This is amazing what we've got. Bernhard's invitations, the big Nazi, the beginning of it. Nationalism's bad. The head of the United Auto Workers, that's what we were given this by the union. They are really mad that they now are learning that the union sold them out in the 60s. Of course you did. It's not that unions are good or bad. They could be a force for good. They're for socialism, open borders, gun control, and their leaders are for NAFTA and GATT. They've been taken over. I would be for the unions of 100 years ago against the robber barons. Charlie Skelton, I'm going to have Aaron brief you here and going to give you guys the floor here because you know I'll jump in. But do you have any comments about this data link? Because quite frankly, InfoWars is playing this down. This is much bigger than even Watson's headline. I don't blame him with us just sending him, you know, snapshots of this and stuff, not understanding the full magnitude of it. But this is big, Charlie. What do you think of what we just said?
Well, I'm very excited. I haven't seen my internet is currently down. Thank you very much, Virgin Media. I'm waiting with bated breath. It sounds like an amazing resource you've got your hands on. And it just, you know, you get it out there, and there's so many people that know so much about Bilderberg around the world that they will be able to pick it apart and, you know, pick out the highlights. And as you're doing yourself, picking out the significant little bits, because you can learn so much from these sorts of documents. You can actually get, you know, I did my little bit this year to try and steer people back towards the early documents, because you can get such an understanding of what's going on from proper, you know, declassified cabinet papers and, you know, Pentagon reports, et cetera, et cetera. The stuff that just leaks out, but you've got a slightly later leak, that's really good. And, you know, I'm very, very excited, obviously. And, you know, people like Tony Gosling from, you know, Bilderberg.org, he's going to be looking at that and reporting on that, I'm sure. So, you know, so many experts will be picking
absolutely. Absolutely.
I urge all your listeners and viewers to just start looking back. A lot of these documents are online, and just start piecing together, if they haven't already, you know, the links between the foundations and the intelligence services and Bilderberg and you know, the CIA. And it's a dark place, but it's worth looking into.
That's right. Some of this stuff has leaked out in private archives and government archives. This has never been released. It's got the government red letter photocopying not to be released and all the rest of it. But let's fade up Aaron Dykes to give you a quick 10-minute report or so, and to be fair to our next guest, we should just move him to the next hour to really give him the floor of this breaking news on TSA. If he can't do it, that's fine. We'll do it tomorrow. Aaron Dykes, you've got the floor. Give the data dump to Charlie Skelton of The Guardian.
Well, Charlie, I'm glad you mentioned doing our homework, because that's, of course, what we have to do. We essentially know the links. This is Skull and Bones. These are the robber baron foundations who set up things like the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and the other foundation bodies to carry their world government quest forward, even as they tried to spin things and draw attention away from their massive wealth and power. But these documents come from 1966 from the private library collection of Senator Fred Harris. He's out of Oklahoma, and he was a second-year senator, ended up being a two-term senator. There he is at Bilderberg, personally invited by Prince Bernhard. We have the signature and the letterhead where he was invited, and he's being re-educated by all these dignitaries, so forth and so on, about how nationalism is dangerous. He's got it underlined in his handwritten notes under headers from each different speaker. Nationalism is dangerous, with emphasis on is. Other things like NATO is in trouble because common fears are reduced, and we know what this is all about because Prince Bernhard himself spelled out the two-part agenda in the 1966 briefing. It was A, reorganizing NATO, and B, the future of world economic development, particularly amongst industrialized versus deindustrialized nations. As you know, that means strengthening and building up funding for IMF, for the U.S. Agency for International Development, for the United Nations different arms, and the rest of it, the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, GATT, all the rest of these bodies were in attendance on the meeting. They're on the official list. And, of course, as we mentioned, Walter P. Reuther, the head of United Auto Workers, the biggest union at the time, he was also presiding over the International Conference for Free Trade. And he boasts that he has more than 60 million workers at his hands crafting policy. They set up that year in 1966 the Wage Price Control Board, different mechanisms. But the irony is you've got these socialists for unions, which Alex mentioned could be good, but they're controlled by people like David Rockefeller, supposedly the top capitalist, meeting side by side with them, and that is what they're pursuing. And we also see them trying to strengthen these international bodies overall. They talk about NATO, how it's not only...
Are we going? Okay, it looks like we lost him again. I'm Rob Dew, sitting shotgun here in the Central Texas Command Center, while Aaron, Alex, Rob Jacobson, and Richard Reeves are barreling down the highway. They've been everywhere. They've been all through. Did we get them back? I hear them in my ear now. Okay.
Yeah, we have them. The microphone came unplugged. So just, I'll do it. It's XLR. All right, go ahead. Finish your point there, Aaron.
Okay, are we live right now?
Yes, you're
live.
Go ahead.
They are not only talking about how to build up international development mechanisms, they explicitly talk about using those mechanisms to control the food supply and pursue population reduction. They also talk about how NATO needs to be, quote, reorganized, not only as a militaristic opposition to the Soviet Union, but as a way to further integrate Europe. They talk about that explicitly in the documents. That's from one Robert S. Bowie. He's a trilateral CFR, Bilderberger, you name it. He's also a John J. McCloy acolyte who also spoke at the conference, just obsessively talked about how dangerous nationalism is, how we cannot revert to a pre-1914 mentality, talked about how de Gaulle reviving nationalism in France was so dangerous, how it could spread to Germany, and on and on. John J. McCloy was not only a Skull and Bones member, he was the head of a number of very powerful organizations from the World Bank. He was a lawyer to the IG Farben Combine that was the backbone of the Nazi mechanism, and he was the chair of Chase Manhattan Bank, the chair of the Ford Foundation, the chair of the Council on Foreign Relations. He was even on the Warren Commission, and that's just one example of some of the most important people at this meeting. We had the list, Zbigniew Brzezinski, among others, at attendance in 1966. And as you well know, Charlie, all the stuff with Prince Bernhard being at the very top of the IG Farben board during and before World War II connects directly with Hal Harriman, Prescott Bush, and other top Anglophiles, most of them connected to Skull and Bones, were financing and backing the Nazi mechanism for their own gain to unify Europe in the long run, also, of course, to profiteer off of it. The Netherlands banks were the intermediary so that no matter who won the war, they could quickly shift the assets, avoid blame, and basically avoid all prosecution.
Wow. Any comments on what he just broke down for you there?
That's amazing. I mean, just a couple of things that jumped out was, that, you know, obviously the IG Farben thing, which is, you know, the more that's looked into, the better. And, you know, I mean, this is a dark company. You know, they had IG Auschwitz next to, you know, massive factory next to Auschwitz. I mean, these are... They produced Zyklon B. I mean, this doesn't get worse than that. And but you know, you mentioned the control of the food supply. I mean, isn't, and you know, got Kissinger sitting there. Isn't he the guy who suggested using food as a weapon?
State Department Memorandum 200, 1973, CIA Joint Memorandum adopted as U.S. policy by the executive branch via the Carnegie Endowment for Peace. Peace means when we're all dead.
And that's not it.
That's why you talk about why they're so serious, and that's why they're so evil and focused. These are eugenicists. The Queen, her father, the British royals, the Rothschilds, the Rockefellers and their secret eugenics meetings, funding the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, funding eugenics, funding racial sterilization laws in 34 states in the U.S. This is it. These are monsters. We've got to remember that. Yes, Charlie.
And I would just like to add that the document explicitly talks about the U.S. Agency for International Development being the one to pursue this population reduction. That is what Henry Kissinger is talking about in his Food as a Weapon document, NSM 200. He was talking about using USAID.
That's really incredible.
Go ahead, Charlie.
I'm looking forward to it. Like, it's a good thing. I'm looking forward to looking at that. I mean, that's extraordinary. And, yeah, wow. I mean, so much information coming out. This attack on the reason why they're attacking nationalism, one of the reasons, they hate any kind of patriotic feeling, and because they want to set up this kind of transnational bankocracy. These people that are sitting around the table, still sitting around the table at Bilderberg, are desperate for there to be this completely dissolved world that they can sit on top of. So the whole thing becomes them as a kind of, technocratic Maoist sort of panel of expert bankers that control everything on our behalf. You can sort of see it shaping that way, and it's just fascinating to see to see a little bit of the history towards what we're dealing with today.
I totally agree with you. And again, we have hundreds of pages of these, and we've got the talking points, the agenda, who's there, what the speeches are going to be. We have the minutes of Bilderberg 66. And we have very few other minutes. We have some from the 50s, and it just shows everything they want, they get. And now it's the rollout of the police state. Now it's the takeover of society by people that took over via getting our tax money. Powerful elites took over government, took over the media. This is their program. This is their plan. This is their operation. And so this is the Bilderberg leaks. I mean, that's really what this is. And as soon as we get back today, we're going to scan these documents in, and we're going to get them up to link them into the article. And Paul will have more articles tomorrow. Kurt Nemo is welcome to write articles on it. If you have anybody in our office that thinks this is important, because this is a big deal in every sense of the word. Aaron Dykes, continuing with the data dump.
In the invitation letters and the briefings that happened before Bilderberg, there's several layers of that about the travel arrangements, etc. Prince Bernhard and his secretaries point out how two people are the top U.S. diplomats to Bilderberg. One is Joseph E. Johnson. He's the president of the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace. Not any kind of peace, international peace. He's also the head of the World Peace Foundation. The other is George W. Ball. He was Undersecretary of State under JFK. They're both big architects of the Vietnam War and of the larger world government mechanism. There's a bombshell quote you can look up from George W. Ball where he tells JFK, within 5 years, we're going to have 300,000 troops in Vietnam. JFK looks him in the face and says, George Ball, you're supposed to be one of the smartest guys in the room, but I think you're crazier than hell. It's never going to happen. In other words, over my dead body. Well, we all know what happened, and you got John J. McCloy, among others, on the Warren Commission there at Bilderberg in 1966, only a few years after JFK was assassinated, and I can tell you it wasn't from Oswald.
And again, he warned the military-industrial complex taking over just as Eisenhower did. This is the big news. Something you mentioned, Charlie, here in closing, was that they had over 300 security people for 150 people, roughly. So that's two security people for every person there. And most of them are NSA and spies, but they had plainclothes Marines in Marine Corps license-plated vehicles, just like they had 4 years ago, flipping us off, wearing clown masks and stuff, and we photographed their faces. The Marines would drive out, shaking their heads at us like we were the traitors, because we didn't like foreign banks and the New World Order conquering America, and using us as an engine of global tyranny like German Hessians were mercenaries or something. And they sent out plainclothes Marines to act like they were our friends. Oh, we're anti-terrorism forces, and they were clearly Marines. They were going in and out. We saw them later inside. And they would shake our hands and try to crush our hands and poke their thumbs into our hands and laugh at us. And it didn't really hurt. The guy would try to hurt my hand. I'd just sit there and wouldn't even squeeze and let him do it. And I'm not a tough guy. I had my finger cut off. I've been legs broken and everything else. It certainly doesn't hurt. You're squeezing my hand, son. And they're bugging their eyes out. And I learned they were dressing down younger people and couples and telling them to leave, running around doing psyops. We had the Marine Corps illegally engaging us within our group. I mean, this is what America's come to.
I've got to
American people.
Can I tell you what happened outside the gate? One of the feds came out and started doing NLP on one of the protesters. And someone else who was a protester there realized that was what was happening and said, hey, stop doing that. I know what you're doing. I know this stuff.
Oh, I know. And it was ridiculous. They were like quasi-mental idiots like coming up and talking and saying weird things to us and then going in and out. And I'm like, and they would get so upset when I'd videotape the Marines coming in and out with their license plates illegally. They're diplomatic security corps. The point is they're engaging American citizens. It's totally illegal. And did you run into those Marines? I mean, they look like Manchurian candidates. They were the brainwashed people. Yeah. But, I mean, I'm the enemy now because I'm an...
I'd like to bring up something else because you mentioned Garry Kasparov.
No, no.
Go ahead.
We'll go back to Garry Kasparov in a minute. Go ahead. Finish your point, Charlie.
You know, I was going to say what was really heartwarming, though, about, was actually the amount of education of the police that went on.
Skip the break.
You know? And one of the policemen said to me, he literally, you know, we were picking up some litter, and he sort of looked, he looked around to see if no one was there, and he just said, look, trust me, we're not backing these Bilderberg. You know, and you know, there was a lot of education of the police. People were just on their bullhorn talking to them. It was quite funny, it was for hours, just simply giving them facts. So, you know, I mean, it was like the police had gone to school for 3 days.
And the police were Googling with iPads, smart pads, Samsung systems I saw. I'd say, okay, look up Rockefeller Foundation sterilizing vaccines. They'd look 10 minutes later, go, whoa. And I'd say, okay. It was on Rockefeller Foundation. They'd probably say, all right, look up Fritz Bernhard Nazi. Look it up. Okay, and so they were looking it up. And by the end, we were like, who supports the Constitution? And on video, the cops would do it before. The head guys would raise their hands. Or I'd say, oh, you're saying we can't cross the street. You want your kids to grow up in a country like this? It's not illegal to walk across this side street. You're being told to. And like the head cops on the ground were going, yeah, you see that trailer? It's watching us and listening to us. We'll get in trouble. And I said, okay, your kids are going to have no future. All right, yeah, you're right. Cross the street. I'm not following that order. And it's that they were a professional discipline group, not like thugs I've seen, that we were pointing, and I said, and your police line's too far out the street, you're going to make somebody get run over, move it back. They started talking, said, yeah, move it back. I mean, you know, they were understanding, this is an illegal group, they looked up Logan Act, they found out Hillary was fined, $300,000 for it in 94, they found out this group now commands the U.S. military, they've told Congress that NATO commands the military along with the U.N., they looked that up, I said, look, they watched the video, said, wow, and see, 4 years ago, they started listening. So a lot of them were already listeners, including the SWAT team commander. Did you see him on tape? Go, I'll talk to you the first day. And he goes, yeah, I listened to your show, Alex. Started listening 4 years ago last time you were here. I'm with you. Head guy runs out of the bushes and says, do not talk to them. Again, these guys know that they were there ordered to guard criminals. And so they didn't like it. This is the beginning of the end for the globalists. This is a big deal, Charlie Skelton.
Absolutely. I mean, the Fairfax County Police must have the most enlightened police officers now in the entire U.S. But, you know, they've got the sense that, you know, there's the thing about the police standing there. They're just some normal guys doing a job. And, you know, we could talk to them and say, look, we're doing our job. I'm a journalist. I'm here. I'm doing my job. You know, you're doing your job.
All right. I've lost Charlie Skelton. Take me up on Skype.
He's still there. Go ahead, Charlie. Finish your point.
Go to Skype.
Yeah, all a little bit of confusion on the road, but anyway, yeah. Just saying, you know, they're normal guys, and they were talking to, you know, the people outside Bilderberg. The protesters were a bunch of normal people, just concerned citizens. So it was just citizen talking to citizen about some information. And, you know, it was heartening to see.
Yeah, there were also some provocateurs there calling the police pigs and scum and filth. And clearly I could tell that most of them had been, it was only five or six, had been sent. We had guys in masks who were clearly Marine Corps build, Marine Corps bearing, Marine Corps activity, throwing things on cars. I mean, but again, the Marine Corps disgraced itself, openly working for foreigners. But that's what Smedley Butler, the two-time Congressional Medal of Honor winner, said. All right, in closing, Aaron Dykes, you wrote an article last Wednesday about Kasparov and how they're setting up a CFR to take over Russia. And again, it'd be one thing if the U.S. was trying to take over Russia for liberty. That would still be foreign entanglements and dangerous, and our founders said don't do that towards Washington. But this is globalist bankers that have conquered us through fraud, now trying to get us into a war with Russia and infiltrate them. Aaron Dykes, since you brought that up, you wrote an article that got no attention last week.
Well, it's very important because those who know the real history know the Cecil Rhodes Roundtable Group is what Bilderberg comes out of. The American counterpart is the Council on Foreign Relations. The British counterpart is the Royal Institute of International Affairs. And without any coincidence, Russia has set up a Russian Institute of International Affairs. Those names are not not coincidental. China now has a branch, and these were set up only a couple years ago. It's very significant about Garry Kasparov, the former chess champion. He was tapped by the neocons, those who would later set up the Project for a New American Century back in 1991. They gave him an award they only give to Americans, Keeper of the Flame from the Center of Security Policy. They were tapping him for future destabilization. That's why he's there. He's a protest opponent to Putin. That's his only issue, is opposing Putin. And furthermore, we've got new ambassadors who have been meeting with these Putin opposition forces in Russia. The Qatar revolution in the works. You cannot distance it from the domino that is Syria either.
Let's be clear. Same guy. You got Soros involved trying to get our guns and overthrow us. It's not America trying to free Russia. It's the bankers trying to enslave it. Just like they're not trying to free Syria, I would still be against it because the founders pointed out why it was wrong and dangerous. Thomas Jefferson, evil guys like George Washington, is that they're trying to put Al-Qaeda in Syria. Even in the LA Times, they've said all the Jews are dead, the Christians are expelled from the second oldest Christian settlement in the world is Syria. Second oldest in the world. I do not support Al-Qaeda. And if people out there want to say I'm evil because of that, and they have written a bunch of articles saying that this week, claiming I support Assad or I support Putin, no, I support America and the Bill of Rights and Constitution. I want the banker occupation out of here. And this is incredible to have these foreign banksters here doing this and trying to set all this up. This is a global corporate fascist government playing countries off against each other. Charlie Skelton comments on what Aaron Dykes just said.
Just fascinating. That stuff about the internet, you know, the Chatham House, you know, and, you know, the Royal Institute of International Affairs, the idea that that's still, the flame is still going there. And, you know, back in 1946, that was where the Chatham House at Joseph Ratzinger made a speech about Europe, where he set out his, you know, his vision for, which turned into Bilderberg, you know, some 8 years later, their first conference. So it all ties in. It's all, you know, he was a British secret agent, you know, and, well, secret agent, especially, you know, he worked, did special...
And a top Jesuit, I just wanted to say before I forget,
you know, nope. It was a great party atmosphere this year, but you know, we want more people as well. And you know, if anyone wants to email me, I put a link of an email address at the bottom of my last piece, which is bilderberg2013@yahoo.co.uk. You know, if you live in London, drop me a line, we'll go and have a debrief. If you're interested in coming next year, I can help, you know, talk to you about that. And you know, everyone has to talk to each other and get social media working so that it's even bigger and more of a party next year.
I agree. Yeah. Absolutely. Send your emails to you, to Kurt@InfoWars.com, to Paul Watson's email, to Show Tips, to Rob D@InfoWars.com, to everybody, to Aaron with 2 A's at InfoWars.com, with more data dumps, with more data. We can bring down these criminals. They've now been exposed. People now know it's real. So many people came there to say, I just wanted to see if you were telling the truth and if this even existed. So many people still believe the mainstream media that this stuff didn't exist. But how the Royal Institute of International Affairs works, how the CFR they created in 24 on Pratt Street, New York works, how this new Russian model works, is they go in, they give you unlimited Rothschild, Rockefeller money, if you'll get in business with them, to then undermine and bring down the countries. And again, the globalists teamed up with the communist Chinese. There's a big alliance there. Russia's in the crosshairs, and they're using this to destroy us. Superlative job, excellent job, Charlie Skelton. Thank you for all you do, my friend.
No, thank you. Thank you for being there and bullhorning away. It was great.
All right, we'll talk to you again soon in the next few days as more things break. Third hour coming up on TSA, then more with Aaron Dykes and some of your phone calls. But I want to say this. I'm glad Charlie mentioned the mole thing and it gave out his email. Contact us as well. I forget to do that.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.